Hi, this is Jody Paulson from Moscow, Idaho, with What They Don't Tell You. I was thinking about reviewing 2004 and how it was the year America was shoved in front of a mirror like an alcoholic at an intervention, forced to glimpse the dysfunctional horror she has become. But you already know all that. Instead, I'll try to delve into what lies ahead in 2005. It was just announced that Russia and China will hold unprecedented joint military exercises on Chinese territory. They will involve submarines and possibly strategic bombers, according to Russian Defense Minister Sergei Ivanov. Independent military analyst Pavel Felgenhauer, who's been following Russian-Chinese cooperation for years, says the exercises are clearly intended to show Moscow's irritation with the West. Something to keep an eye on, especially given the flap Russia and the United States are having over the elections in Ukraine. Here's what Lilia Shevtsova, an analyst with the Carnegie Moscow Center, says about that particular issue. If Yushchenko became Ukraine's president, the country could decide to join NATO and end its substantial military cooperation with Russia. Such a move, some analysts believe, could cost Russia as much as $10 billion a year in contracts and other revenue. In contrast, a Yanukovych presidency would guarantee Russian companies access to vital energy pipelines. Ukraine exports 90% of Russian gas to Europe, and crucially, Russia's own Black Sea fleet. We'll certainly see Iran in the headlines next year, as it has been working to set up its own oil market, which will be priced in euros. This action is meant to break the power of the current oil majors. There is no way this neoconservative administration will not answer this threat to dollar hegemony, either covertly or overtly, i.e., another war. By the way, Iran has 65 million people. Iraq has 26 million. In January 2005, Lindy England of the Abu Ghraib torture scandal faces a general court-martial on charges of conspiracy to maltreat prisoners and assault consumed by battery. Don't expect much coverage on this case, except as a way to divert attention from the real culprits at the top that encouraged this sort of torture in the first place. Also, in January 2005, unless there's something done to stop it, Bush will be falsely inaugurated for a second time. The price tag for the ceremonies surrounding this inauguration will be $45 million. But we all know the price will be much higher than that. The cost for just one day of the war in Iraq is $177 million. Meanwhile, the U.S. government pledged to give a paltry $35 million for recent tsunami victims. I don't think I can stand another year under George Bush, can you? Well, according to famed Tunisian astrologer Hassan al-Sharabi, who reportedly predicted the deaths of Princess Diana, Hamas leader Sheikh Ahmad Yassin, and Yasser Arafat, President Bush will be killed by an assassin's bullet in 2005. I prefer to see him stand trial myself. Have a happy new year, and remember, only you can prevent dictatorships. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.